And joins in pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion through the minutes.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Have a couple of agenda items today. Robert Weil and Kenny Craig. Okay. Address the board. You have to come up for the record, your name and
address.
Rob Weil, 54 Jeremy Court, Hamilton.
Kenny Craig with the Greater Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, 201 Dayton Street, Hamilton.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The reason we wanted to take a few minutes of your time this morning was to really bring you up to date on a local initiative that a group of people from the Hamilton Vision Commission have been working toward to dovetail with the statewide initiative. And you probably have heard about the governor's program called Restoring Prosperity, Ohio's Prosperity. And the governor commissioned the Brookings Institute a year and a half ago or so to look at Ohio and say, why is it that, you know, as compared to 25 years ago, we're struggling in key areas such as retention of youth to the city, loss of manufacturing jobs and things. And Brookings came back and reported to the state at a meeting in September where over 1,000 people attended, and there were, I think, 12 to 15 from the local community, that the issues were that as much success as we've experienced in green space development in the state, we have failed to realize that the erosion of the core cities in the state is a problem that needs to be fixed in balance with the success that we're having in the green space areas, and that the two need to work together to have a really impactful economic benefit for the state of Ohio. And Brookings also identified that the third largest industry in the state is agriculture, and how making sure that we have suburban growth, where the state's been very successful, and the revitalization of the core cities, and also recognizing the agricultural opportunity as the world continues to grow. You know, America at one point was known as the breadbasket of the world, and how that'll be we think, in Brookings' thought, a opportunity for the state of Ohio. They identified 32 core communities in the state. Interestingly, Hamilton, Middletown, two of the 32 were from Butler County. So the Vision Group has been working with the Restoring Prosperity Group based in Columbus with Brookings support. I think Gene Krebs is actually the chair of the Greater Ohio.
He's a co-chair.
And they've been working at really trying to understand how to succeed both in the green space development and the urban core. And as I'm sure, since I know this is near and dear to your heart, the answer is not it's regionalism. It's understanding that sharing assets in a region, whether it's within Butler County or in the southwestern Ohio area, is the key to it. Kenny took the initiative to invite Levea Brockman, the Brookings Institute coordinator for the Ohio program, to the Greater Hamilton Chamber of Commerce dinner meeting on January 30th. We had Levea for the full day, so we've organized also a luncheon, and I hope you got the evite to, I don't know anything about the way everything works electronically, but an evite to save the date. On June 30th at noon, we've invited representatives from throughout the county to a luncheon at Butler Tech, where it'll be a little more specific to how she sees and how Brookings sees the beginning of this process. And it's more of an invited luncheon, and not that the chamber won't be specific, but the chamber will be more of an overview that night. So our purpose here today is just to say that you'll be getting a printed invitation shortly, all things willing, to the January 30th luncheon at Butler Tech, and would hope that you could attend. I don't know, Kenny, if you want to.
I just say that I think the main purpose of this is going to be education. You, along, we've invited what 100 and how many other people we invited from around the county to learn what this study is all about. The governor and in the September meeting we attend with about 1,000 people from around the state threw his support behind it. Whether he'll actually put into place policies to support this or not, we don't know. He's got his challenges right now, doesn't he? But a lot of it is regionalism and how can communities work together to utilize their assets, to work together to make things better for the entire state. And that's kind of the push, and what we're trying to do is just educate. We're going to be inviting many others. We hope you can attend, and you'll be getting an invitation next week. So when you get that, please RSVP. Any questions at all about it?
Well, let me RSVP right now. If you're in charge of it, I'll be there.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Williams.
Going to communications. Today we have several travel requests. The first is Judge Lyons Area Court to attend the Municipal County Judges Conference 2009, February 3 to 6, Dublin, Ohio, $800. Next is Judge McDonough, same conference, $800, Dublin, Ohio. Next, from the Sheriff's Office, Deputy Michael Steele to attend traffic crash reconstruction training, London, Ohio, $870. Next, we have Bruce Jewett, John Family Services, to attend the Executive Retreat Conference, Newark, Ohio, January 13, 14, $479. Next, we have Judge Hoy. I couldn't remember how to pronounce that. Area 3 Court, Judges Conference again, Dublin, Ohio, $800, February 3 to 6. Next, we have Gary Yates attending Court Services Adult Probation training for OCPOA, $250, January 8 and 9. Next, from the Clerk's Office, we have Carpenter, Harris, Cook, Wyrick, and Wilson attending the Ohio Clerk of Courts Association meeting. Type of training is a monthly auto title in legal meetings, $3,000, Columbus, Ohio. Next, from Building and Zoning, we have Balsinger, Ivers, Rutherford, Kessler, and Callahan to attend the 19th Annual Joint Conference. This is a continuing education to maintain their certifications. It's in Cleveland, Ohio, February 1 to 3 for $4,004. Next, we have Ray Pater, CSEA, who's going to the OCDA General Membership Meeting, January 15th to 16th, Columbus, Ohio, $320. Next, Julie Tregesser, CSEA Operla, 2009 Training Course on Labor Relations, Newark, Ohio, $633, February 1 to February 3rd. Next, we have appropriations and transfers that I'll pass out for you right now. First item, 800 megahertz. That's to set up the initial budget in that account for console purchases and installations. The second, which is the sewer capacity fund 3510. This is corrects the account code distribution in the budgets that were established for this particular fund. We transferred between accounts $50,000 and $260,000, and then we increased the budget for account number 39,000 for developer reimbursements that were missed in the original budget. So move on to the Board of Health, Fund 6,000. This is to appropriate a transfer of funds to a new fund that's been established in 2000 and It's fund number 6007. The transfer is $41,931, followed by another transfer to another new fund of fund number 6004, $4,000. Next, fund 6004, which is a newly created fund that wasn't established at the time the budgets were submitted. This is for a public swimming pool fund, which is a new requirement for the health department by the state. And the last item, fund 6007, is a new fund being created for the public health infrastructure fund for the Board of Health. Next, under finance, we have two amended certificates per the Budget Commission. The first is the Capital Improvement Fund 2000, an increase of $111,372 in estimated revenues. Secondly, in Metro Parks, fund number 6100, this is a reduction of $17,020 in estimated revenues. These relates to actions that the Budget Commission took in December 23rd, 2008. Following up, in December 30th, 2008, the Budget Commission made various adjustments to estimated revenues in order to make those revenues match actual revenues for the year. And I will go down those real quick here. They are to decrease the general fund estimated revenues by $2,868,000. Decrease the juvenile court legal fund 461, by $5. Increase the juvenile court special project fund 462, by $14,600. Decrease the sheriff's VOCA fund 1000, by $1,150. Decrease the sheriff's special project lifesaver fund 1026, in the amount of $3,400. Decrease CSEA fund 1150 in the amount of $155,900. Decrease community block grant fund 1200 by $250,000. Decrease the prosecutor's VOCA fund 1360 by $1,770. Increase the Addis rehab fund 1551 by $49,600. Decrease the mental health fund 1630 by $225,000. Increase the MRDD fund's estimated resources fund 1660 by $340,000. Decrease the workforce development fund number 1782 by $271,700. Increase the estimated revenues for children's services fund 1800 by $1,250,000. Decrease the court remodeling fund 2025 in the amount of $199,000 even. Decrease the sewer fund 3500 by $671,000. Decrease the water fund by $372,000. The water fund number is 4100. Decrease the airport fund 4900 for $182,400. Decrease the parking garage fund number 4901 by $4,800. Decrease the EMA agency fund by $4,500. It's fund number 6013. Decrease the Homeland Security grant fund for $31,000. That's fund number 6025. And also 6026, a Homeland Security grant, by a decrease of $8,124. Decrease fund 6125, the RTA, by $120,576. Decrease the Recorder's Housing Trust fund 6185, by $207,000. And then finally, increase the Vehicle Permissive Tax Fund, the Engineers fund number 7603. No, three for $240,000. The next piece of legislation under finance is the authorized a transfer of 13.33% of real property tax to the Butler County Metro Parks. This is an annual resolution that sets the automatic transfer from transfer tax in order to fund the Metro Parks. Next is a resolution to authorize the distribution of the employer's or company's portion of dental and life insurance payments. Next is legislation to authorize the Butler County Auditor to transfer funds from the general fund to Job and Family Services for the mandated share from the state of Ohio to Job and Family Services for social services in the amount of $1,237,953 even. As we move into personnel, we have 11 actions today. First is suspend Frank Johnson 16 days from the position of data computer technician for Children's Services. Next is to accept and place on file employees' payroll for Job and Family Services for December 20th through January 2nd. The rates and pays in this payroll have been reconciled back to previously authorized legislation by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next, we have a step increase for Tabitha Prince. She's an eligibility referral specialist too in Job and Family Services to $16.63 effective January 3rd, a 3.2% increase. Next is a grant of step increase to Jessica Stowers, an eligibility referral specialist too, to $16.12 effective January 3rd, a 2.9% increase. Next is a step increase for James McGuire, Social Services Worker 2, to the amount of $20.73 effective January 3rd. He is in Job and Family Services, and that's a 3.6% raise. Next, according to the Collective Bargaining Unit Agreement in Job and Family Services, grant a 1.5% across-the-board increase. Next legislation is to pay out a comp time payout of $1,998 to Thomas Brock, who's a social services supervisor in Children's Services. The next personnel resolution is to accept the resignation of Kamisha Johnson from the position of Social Services Worker 3 in Children's Services effective January 9. And finally, under personnel, is to accept the resignation of Kathleen Kaminsky from the position of Social Services Worker 3 effective July 9, and she's in Children's Services. As we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services, they have two pieces of legislation today. The first is to approve a child care daycare contract with Child Time Child Care for the period February 1/09 to January 31/10 in the amount not to exceed $153,200. Next is to approve a child care daycare contract with Children RR Future Inc. Duration February 1/09, January 31/09, not to exceed $415,000. So we move on to water and sewer. Water and sewer have two resolutions for you to consider today. First is a release of 1-year maintenance bond for the contingent sanitary extension in Westchester. Next is approve a 1-year extension to a service contract with Rumpke, Ohio for February 8th, 2009 to February 8th, 2010. This is for the removal and disposal of biosolids from the from water and sewer.
This next one.
Okay. The next piece of legislation, which is under the engineer, is going to be pulled and voted on separate. Mm-hmm. And voted on separately. So after that, we need the next piece of legislation is a cancel maintenance bond for Port Union Distribution Center, Tradeport Drive. The engineer also requests you to amend resolution 0609-1767 to reflect the lot numbers of the stormwater management for Harbortown Park. Next, the engineer requests you to approve a special hauling permit for hauling permit numbers 90121 to 90122 for Price Gregory Construction. the engineer has three adjustments reviews to be undertaken to look at speed limits at various roads within the county. Looks like we have two of them. The first one is to look at a road, Wayne Madison Road, between an existing 45 mile an hour zone, which is about a 9/10 of a mile, and this is between Wayne Madison Road to Trenton Road. Secondly, is to approve and look at a study to set speed limits to a safe and reasonable speed at Nichols Road between Dartown Road and State Route 177. As we move into miscellaneous, we have five miscellaneous items to consider today. First is to approve a reimbursement of $200 to Fairfield Framers for a meritorious service award for the Clerk of Court's office. Second is to reimburse Marianne Williams $34.56 for a light breakfast at the Workforce Development Board meeting. Next is a legislation that exempts all purchases of $1,000 and less without limitation in accordance with Revised Code 5705, exempt it from a requirement of having a certificate of fiscal officer. Next is to authorize the president of the commission to sign the 2009 OCJS JAG subgrant award. And the final miscellaneous resolution is to solicit competitive proposals for a new FBO agreement at the Butler County Airport with the expiration of the current FBO agreement with Pro Aero. I believe that expiration is in August. Then we have payments. We have approximately, or we have exactly 120 payments for your approval today.
There are no questions, adjustments. I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
We have a separate resolution to consider. And that is to cancel a sidewalk performance bond for Aspen Trails, Section 3A.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain.
Anything else?
No, just a motion to go into executive session whenever you're ready.
Do we have any comments or questions from our visitors? None?
Hi, George.
George, good to see you again, buddy.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, seems like great.
The paper, you guys kind of feel a little unappreciated. Nobody showing up the meeting, so I thought
I would. Well, take it on yourself. Thanks. To
do it. Yeah, I've got a little free time these days. So
yeah.
See how things
go. Always good to see you, George.
Nice. You're always George. Welcome. We have an executive session for collective bargaining. Need a motion for that? Yeah.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
9:55.